If you're going through menopause, you may find that your symptoms aren't going away by themselves or they're getting worse. The good news is you can work with your doctor to find a treatment that's right for you. We're going to learn about it today with Dr. David Mehta, a gynecologist at West Florida Medical Group. This is Helmet of Health, the podcast from West Florida Medical Group. I'm Prakash Chandran. So, Dr. Mehta, can you give us an overview of menopause and when it typically occurs in women?
Menopause is pretty much described as ovarian failure. Your ovaries, which you're born with, and you go through puberty and they become active, at some point in their lifetime, they just kind of quit on you. Average age is between 49 and 51. 80% are done by 55. Premature menopause is considered anybody who reaches that point by age 45. Classically, it's known as your period stop, but you also get the symptoms that we'll talk about later, I'm sure.
Well, we can definitely get into them right now. You know, you mentioned one of them is your period stopping. What are some other common symptoms that women might experience?
The single biggest complaint from women with menopause are hot flushes. And it's a sensation of warmth, typically starts around your head and neck, works its way through your body, lasts anywhere from 30 seconds to 2 minutes. It can be associated with flushing of the skin and sweating. And so the classic night sweats that people wake up with in the middle of the night, or the hot flushes where they feel like somebody turned the heat on during the day.
I see. So when exactly should a woman start talking to their doctor about treatment options? Is it when some of these symptoms start occurring? And when exactly does that happen?
Well, classically, women will start to feel some of these symptoms of hot flushes anywhere from 2 to 4 years before their periods quit. Sometimes that's marked by some irregularities where they come a little closer together or a little farther apart, or they feel like they'll skip every once in a while. It's associated with the hot flushes, and that starts to bother them. Sleep disturbances will kind of kick in. They just won't feel well during the day. They'll tell their coworkers or people around them how they just don't feel right. Can be a little bit of emotion changes, little liabilities where you kind of go up and down a little bit. So once you reach that point and they bring it up to us, typically during an office visit, we start to talk about what you can do to kind of either eliminate them or at least remarkably reduce what you go through. And since it's all associated with an estrogen deficiency, which is one of the main hormones produced by your ovaries, the estrogen replacement therapy is pretty much the gold standard and still remains the gold standard to treat menopausal symptoms.
Okay, so does that come in the form of some sort of medication that a woman might take on a daily or weekly basis? Talk to us a little bit about how the therapy itself is done.
Well, over the years, they've developed all kinds of ways to take estrogen therapy. Classically, it's through a pill, but they also have a gel form. They have a pellet that can be implanted under your skin, injection form. There's patches that you can put on. It come in all different modes that you can take it. It's individualized from patient to patient on exactly what their preference is. Some people will feel like they get better responses from different types of therapy. It's just so variable that conversation can be quite long. But it takes a while to kind of figure out if you even want to treat someone who has symptomatic menopause, because that's become a little controversial over at least the last 15 years.
Yeah, that's something I wanted to learn about a little bit more. Is there an ideal candidate for this type of therapy?
Well, pretty much anybody who's going through enough symptoms where they feel like their life is being bothered. So many women go through menopausal symptoms and describe an issue of maybe once or twice a week. Most of those, we do recommend withholding treatment would probably be better off. If you're having symptoms on a daily basis or multiple times a day or every night, those are the best candidates for treatment. Now, there's also some medical reasons that you shouldn't take hormonal therapy, but those are pretty much the symptomatic reasons that we would kind of go for. And I would tell you that once you explain menopause and explain menopausal hormones, probably close to 50% will go ahead and initiate therapy. Since those days where we have some controversy concerning hormones, we have a couple of non-hormonal treatments that have been shown to be helpful. Not as helpful, but there's some other things out there that you can do.
And for the treatments that we're discussing today, are there any side effects that women should be aware of?
Well, the two biggest side effects I tell people is, number one, is they can initiate some extravaginal bleeding while they're adjusting to the hormone. It can last anywhere from a few days to a few weeks to a few months. So a little patience is involved when you initiate therapy. The second thing that most women will notice is they'll get some breast changes. They'll feel a little bit more full in their breasts. They may even say things like they feel bigger and they're tender. But I do my best to tell them that over time, give it a few weeks to maybe a few months, that tenderness will go away.
And once they get started with the therapy, how long do they have to do it for? Is this something that's indefinite or a fixed period of time?
Well, the textbook says your menopausal symptoms will last 8 to 10 years once you reach that point. I've seen it last anywhere from a year to 25 plus years. So right now, our best recommendations are 2 to 3 years after we initiate therapy, we pretty much recommend that they take what we call a hormone holiday. Take themselves off for a month. Check their symptoms and see how they're doing. If they find a return to their symptoms and they don't feel well, we'll again reinitiate therapy. If they find that they feel just the same as they did while they were taking medication, they can eliminate that, just one less medicine they have to worry about. So it's not necessarily a lifetime, and for most women it's not a lifetime, but it varies from person to person. And that all goes down to really the risk of taking hormone therapy. And that's the big conversations that we have today, because there is concern that they can increase some blood clot changes, legs, heart, brain. So we don't want to put them at any higher risk. That risk is quite low. It is a little bit above baseline. But if you take hormones for a year, that risk will pretty much go back to the same as everybody else. But the biggest concern that people bring up, and it is true, is the risk to breast tissue as far as will you have an increased risk of breast cancer and what will happen. The thing about breast cancer is that the best information that we have today is that your risk of developing breast cancer in a lifetime is about 9%. And by taking hormones more than 3 years, which is why we use that three-year number to think about taking a holiday, is that's where your risk will bump up to about 12% for a lifetime risk of breast cancer. So we definitely make it a year-to-year after 3 years and talk to women to see how they're doing, try to encourage them to take a little break to see if they really need hormones at that point.
I see. And you kind of alluded to this earlier as something that might not be as effective, but are there any other natural menopause remedies that people should consider that might offer relief?
Well, the placebo effect means we tell you that it's going to work and it really isn't meant to work, but you feel like it works. Well, that occurs up to 30% of the time. So some of these therapies that are out there that are touted for women, St. John's wort, black cohosh, some of the other over-the-counter supplements, they're not drugs, they're considered dietary supplements, actually have been shown to help in up to 50% of the cases. So we do believe there's more than a placebo effect that can come from these natural homeopathic remedies. So at this point, I'll let patients experiment with that type of stuff without any real concern about side effects or problems to see if that's helpful for them. And most of them will come back within 6 months, say, I got some initial relief, but after a while, it just doesn't seem to work the same. But that is one thing that I have no trouble with whatsoever. They have shown some other things to be helpful in reducing hot flushes. There is a medication we use for high blood pressure. It actually comes in either a pill form or a patch form. And we find that the patch form at a low dose can actually decrease hot flushes. The problem is it's a high blood pressure medicine. If you don't have high blood pressure, it can actually lower your blood pressure more than you would want. So we've got to be a little judicious in that use.
I see. And just to wrap up here, is there any advice that you might give a woman that is going through menopause or, you know, considering this hormone therapy? Like, what is something that you wish that more women knew before they came to see you?
Well, one of the things you'd always like them to pay attention to is when their last period was, what are their periods are like, are they heavy, light, frequency? And then we'd like them to pay attention to their symptoms and quantify it as best they can, how often they're having trouble, how much trouble is it for them? Because as I tell patients, hormone therapy is not going to save your life or prolong your life. We're just looking to make your quality of life better. So they have to kind of consider how they are suffering or how much trouble they're having at this point, that if we treat them, how much better they're going to be. I do my best to encourage them that I believe that the safety profile is there for the vast majority of women, that they can initiate therapy. They can always quit it. But if they really are bothered, and they pay attention to what their symptoms were and pay attention to how their symptoms change once I give them medication, that's really the best thing that would be helpful.
All right, Dr. Mehta, really appreciate your time today. That's Dr. David Mehta, a gynecologist at West Florida Medical Group. Thanks for checking out this episode of Helmet of Health. Head to westfloridamedicalgroup.com to get connected with the provider. If you found this podcast helpful, please share it on your social channels and be sure to check out the entire podcast library for topics of interest to you. Thanks, and we'll talk next time.